Petersburg resident Brad Hunter woke up to murky skies on the morning of Friday, July 7th. By sheer coincidence, that was the day after what Petersburg firefighters are calling the worst structure fire the community has seen in decades. At first, Hunter thought the pale fog came from the blaze at the local Catholic church.
And I noticed the smoky haze down towards the east, kind of towards the Stickeen River. And you know, at first, of course, you think, well, we had that smoke in town on Thursday. But then it was apparent that was a different type and a different source for the smoke.
On that day alone, more than 22 million acres of British Columbia and the Yukon Territory went up in flames, breaking a record that was set over 30 years ago. A few of the fires are right behind the coastal mountain range, just due east of the Alaska Panhandle. The intense fires blew smoke thousands of feet in the air over the boundary range. That's why, back in Petersburg, Hunter couldn't see the usual landmarks on the Canadian border.
You know, and then Devil's Thumb disappeared, and then eventually even the front range, you know, towards Horn Cliff started disappearing and through the haze.
Andy Park is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau. He's been tracking the smoke across the border and says there's no cause for concern quite yet. The air quality levels are still fair, at least compared to cities on the eastern seaboard of the U.S., which were choked with smoke from Canadian fires in early June. But Park says things could get worse around here.
If we see really increased fire activity today, that'll push more smoke to Juneau, Ketchikan, Petersburg, and up Skagway. So we'll have to watch what those fires do in the future. Right now, with the models that we have in terms of smoke forecast, it looks to stay more north of Petersburg. But you would really have to pay attention to how those fires blow up today.
Alaska is in for some smoke. But so far, there's been very little fire. Mark Smith is a meteorologist with Alaska's Division of Air Quality. He says Alaska's fire season had a late start, but Canada's coming in hot.
This year, Alaska is not burning. We've only had 1,400 acres to date burnt. Typically, even during a low fire year, we'll have 200,000 acres by this time. But the high pressure has been dominating in Canada. There is hundreds of fires through Yukon Territory, British Columbia, and Alberta.
So when will it stop? Smith's weather models predict it could take a while for the smoky days to pass, possibly until the end of summer.
Well, typically we're in fire season until the rainy season starts, but we're still looking at the Canadian fires being dampened, not till August. So we still have another month of smoke potential.
Central Southeast, near Petersburg and Wrangell, could get the most of that smoke on account of the flow of air over the Stickeen River. Smith explains.
Petersburg would have the ability to be impacted from the smoke quicker than a lot of the other areas due to the drainage. So as the smoke kind of moves into the mountains from the east, that drainage flow would help steer and channel the smoke into Petersburg.
More detailed data for the area is limited. There aren't any air quality sensors in Central Southeast. The closest are actually in Ketchikan. But sensors to the north and south are clocking in good air quality levels. Sensitive groups like children, older adults, and people with lung diseases can still safely enjoy the outdoors. So, for now, folks can breathe easy and enjoy stunning sunsets and sunrises stained scarlet by wildfire smoke. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.